This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tell us a story about your dad. It's Father's Day weekend. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. A little tradition we've started ahead of Father's Day weekend and Mother's Day weekend is just to hear stories about your dad. Honor your dad this weekend with us. What you do today, whatever it is you do, how is it still shaped by lessons you had from your dad? What do you remember the most about him growing up? What lessons remain most prevalent in your everyday life today because of your dad? And don't overthink it, right? Just first thing pops in your mind, get to a phone and dial 800-228-0550. You can text them in as well, 367-2054, 226-8503, two of the most difficult numbers on the planet Earth to remember. But if you put us in your favorites, then it's real easy, see. Or you can email us. Folks love to do that. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Best story wins a free MyPillow on us today. That's right.
Well, it's not actually on us, but, you know.
What's on Mike Lindell?
Compliments of.
You don't have to pay for it.
You don't want a pillow he's been on, do you?
Oh. Mr. Standards and Practices here. Yes, it's a
sorry.
MyPillow that will cost you nothing.
There you go.
A free MyPillow.
Okay. Somebody had to be the grammar Nazi. It might as well be me. Yeah, whatever.
Exactly right. And these, by the way, are great gifts for Father's Day, for graduations, for birthdays, for wedding gifts, whatever.
That's what father wouldn't want the best night's sleep of his life?
Best part about MyPillow in my mind is, you know, how it started. A guy, Mike Lindell, that goes to the Hoost Fest and goes to the Red River Valley Fair and goes to, you know, the State Fair and Minnesota State Fair and just works Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, talks to a lot of people, finds out, you know what? There needs to be a better pillow out there. People want a better pillow. So he's selling all kinds of other stuff. Finally got this going. Had some real challenges with an addiction. Fought that, won it, and just is just a great success story. Just battled through all kinds of adversity. I love that about MyPillow. And Mike, of course, invented this pillow. Now, they sell, you know, 40,000 of these a month. Or is it 80 now? I forget. I mean, just a ridiculous amount of pillows go out of the Minnesota facility every single month all across the world. So they're from our part of the world. And anything you buy from MyPillow, MyPillow bed, the body pillow, the MyPillow for the pets that Todd and I have, or the pillow we're going to give some lucky dad, you get up to 50% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. But we want to give one away completely free today. It's yours free. Tell us the best dad story, okay? And if you don't want to wait, you can just call MyPillow at 800-506-9028. What else are we going to do today? Friday edition of the program. A few other things in the hopper. You heard this story about this youngster from Burlington, North Dakota, up there by Minot, that won a $100,000 prize, like half cash, half in scholarship, in the National Bible Bee Game Show down in Texas. Kind of a neat story. We'll chat with him today on the program. Lynn Helms will be here. There is a lot of buzz out there, a lot of optimism, a lot of enthusiasm about what's happening in oil and gas development. Even with that price struggling to remain over $50 a barrel. It's fun to see. We'll talk with Lynn about the latest numbers for North Dakota. And then we're going to talk with the AARP about how states care for the elderly and people living with disabilities and the rank the different states and how they do it. We enjoy our conversations with AARP. It's not an entity we normally would align with politically, if you will, philosophically, a little more along the line of, you know, advocating for more government programs, for instance, versus the free market solutions and whatnot. But I enjoy the conversations with them because it's intellectually a little challenging, and I think we can learn something. So we're always going to be about that on this program. So we'll do that before the end of the day, too. But most of this first hour, anything on your mind, you can call me at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, locally at 258-0550. Here's some great comments already coming in about Dad. My dad taught me a hard work ethic and to love your wife. He didn't sit me down and say, work hard and love your wife. He taught through example. He also had a great sense of humor. All things that I might try to emulate now in my adult years. I miss my dad, says Michael. Thank you, Michael. Cal got some good advice. Rub some dirt on it and get back on.
Yeah, you can't give that advice anymore, though, or you're probably going to end up in some legal trouble or something.
Yeah, let me guess. Cal is not a product of Fargo. He's probably a product of some fun town out west. I love it. Roxanne says, small acts of kindness and hidden moments directed at the kids on the reservation, using humor always to get them to smile, helping me put my pity parties in perspective as a teen, sitting outside at night with me, watching the stars and people walking by. He wasn't perfect, but I did know that he loved me. He called me Rock. Cool. John says, Scott, hey, my dad was quiet. As quiet and humble a man as I've ever known. He literally lived the adage, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. He was a worker when he wasn't working to support us. He was working on the yard or the garden or the car or the house. His casket liner carried the embroidered message, let the work that I've done speak for me. Wow. He never made much money, but he managed his income remarkably well. He lived simply, was a man of faith, knew significant heartache, and never complained. I'm a better man because of his example, and the world would be a better place if there were more like him. He died in February of 2007, and I miss him every day. These are great stories. Brad says, provider, coach, encourager. Could not have been more blessed. Taught by example. What I remember most was his control of his tongue. Always calm during the storm. A godly man. Don says he made the rounds every morning he was in town. Amazing dedication to his patients. Love what you are doing or find something else to do, was his favorite saying. Love what you are doing or find something else to do. Miss you, Doc, says Don about his dad. Those are great. We have a Facebook post up on this too. Todd, maybe you can share that and give the K-Fire Facebook friends a chance to weigh in on that as well as your own. And we'll take more of yours here at 258-0550. Texting Todd Ryan, 367-2054. 226-8503. Enjoy getting these very much. My dad was the most honest man I ever met, says a texter, and we miss him a lot. Honesty. How about that? I'll tell you what I remember most from my dad was his sense of humor, which, you know, I kind of have a goofball sense of humor, but I got it from him, you know. And sort of never being afraid to, you know, ask somebody something or talk about it. He took it to a different level. I'll never forget, as we were kids, you know, go to a restaurant and, you know, the waitress come over and I just about want to go under the table every time going, what's he going to ask? I'm going to be so embarrassed. Oh, no, no, here it comes. Oh, no. But I kept a little bit of that. And our kids pretty much want to go under the table, too. but his sense of humor, I mean, he just was a goofball. He didn't have much of a childhood. So as an adult, he was just always, we're going to have fun. And he was a kid at heart all the way. And, of course, I was blessed. I've been around. My dad was in the radio business before I was born and been around a radio station for as long as I can remember, just as a little kid. On the air, you know, part-time when I was 12 years old in Montevideo, Minnesota. So, really, my love of this business and the microphone and storytelling and everything that I do came from him. So I have him to thank for that for sure. Also, Tommy, a really neat interviewing technique that I almost do use every day when we have guests, and that is, you'll always get your next question in the answer from your guest to your previous question. And it's very true. It just means listen.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm talking with Jolene today from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Herman Miller is synonymous with quality, but it sounds expensive. Jolene, who could afford it?
Well, quality is affordable with programs such as the Small and Medium Business Program from Herman Miller. It's for small and medium business-sized companies under 150 white-collar employees, created to empower small and medium business to think bigger.
That sounds like a great opportunity. What more can you tell me about this program?
Well, it's attainable. There's deep discounts on special offering of products with financing options available. Scalability for when you need flexibility and options for growth and change. It's reliable with the industry-leading warranty. 12 years on almost all products, including parts and labor. Attainable, it's easy to buy with a full catalog of products that can be customized. Expansive with special product offering capable of creating full office environments. It's guaranteed on-time delivery and free shipping. We also have a free tri-chair program.
All right, tell me about that free tri-chair program.
Well, we all know it's hard to decide what kind of chair will fit and work best for you, so we have the tri-chair program through Herman Miller available. If you stop into our office, we will go over a few chair options based on your needs, have you sit in a few chairs to get a feel for what you like, and then let you bring a chair to your workplace or home office to try out for a week. With a small and medium business contract from Herman Miller and InterOffice, you work with an expert for free space planning and design services from consultation through installation. We provide solutions, resources, and support for high-performing office.
To find out more, give the team a call at InterOffice Furniture and Design downtown Fargo or go online at InterOfficeFargo.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stenjum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Friday edition of the program, heading into Father's Day. Welcome your stories about your dad. Just tell us about your dad. Anything, any kind of story you want to share is great. Everybody will be in for a drawing for a free My Pillow. So it's as simple as a call to 800-228-0550 on the program. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. Chatted with Maria the other day at Polar Service Center, and she was just so darn excited about the opportunities they have and said, Scott, just tell people this is a great company. We pay well. We have great benefits, and they do. I mean, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance, and the medical is 100%, all right, for you and family. Incredible. Paid time off, 401k with employer match, a flexible spending account, and they are in need right now in Kildare, their location there, for a certified welder, diesel mechanic, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, in Williston for a certified welder. A welder as well. If you know somebody that's tanker trailer experience, a technician, they have a great training program, they pay up to $32 an hour, call Maria. Oh, Maria, 612-214-8781. All right, Todd, what's your favorite story about your dad?
You know, work ethic is something that's come up, and it's the same thing with mine, and ironically, the time I got really taught his work ethic, I guess it was probably about 12, 13 or so, and we had to stop at his boss's house and drop something off, and I'm waiting in the car as I did a million times with a radio. The radio was my electronic babysitter my whole childhood. As long as I had a radio, I was fine. So waiting for him, and his boss comes out and, you know, hey, who are you? And so we chat, and he says, you know what? If you end up with half the work ethic of your father, you are going to do very well in life. And up until then, I thought, God, my dad works a lot. And I realized, and there's a reason for that. So a light went on that day, and it's stayed on ever since.
That's cool. That's darn cool. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Keep them coming, folks. Judy in Breckenridge has one for us here, 258-0550. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my father was a very loving dad. My mother had taken me away when I was 5 years old, and he looked for me for a year and a half through the school systems, half a United States away, and found me. Brought me home, put me in parochial school so that I learned morals and values. He loved me very much. The thing that was the best was that I remember that we knelt every night at the bedside and said our prayers together. And I miss him a lot.
It's a neat story. And I tell you what, there's an example of something that never leaves you, right? That doesn't just sort of fade away. That lesson is something that carries you through and gets you through all kinds of life storms, I'll bet, right?
That's right. That's right. I knew he loved me, and he sacrificed for me to put me through my education, through college, Christian education. So, yeah, I was blessed.
That's neat. You know, what is most fun for me to hear these stories is just to know the difference you can make still, right? I mean, and so I think the great part of this is that, you know, dads out there that might have younger kids, you get a sense, because I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm 52 now, and two of our three kids are about to be out of the house, off to college, and just Haley left with, you know, 4 years of freshman through, you know, her high school years. But, you know, hearing the stories still is great motivation to say, you know, do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that. I got a really neat text from my wife today, and she talked about, you know, my father-in-law, and she said that that she remembered that he, let me just find it here. She said, Dad was such a profound example of a devout faith in our home. He also was always up for a game of horse at the hoop or a game of catch with the baseball after a long work day. And I can't tell you how many times, you know, I get home just dead tired. And, you know, one of the kids when the, you know, the older ones were younger, and now Haley went, hey, you want to go to the park? You want to play tennis? You want to play who, you know, whatever? And I instinctively say yes, even though I would rather say no sometimes, right? And then I hear that story and say, that's why you say yes. You know, that's just great motivation. I think these stories really help fathers that have younger kids know that that stuff's so important. It stays with your kids for a lifetime, you know?
Forever.
And they'll be telling stories about you someday. So it's pretty cool. Thank you, Judy. Appreciate the story.
Yes.
You bet.
Thank you.
Breckenridge, Minnesota, from Judy to Minot, North Dakota, and Ryan. What I love about the What's on Your Mind audience all over the Northern Plains, it's awesome. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling to tell a story about my dad.
Lay it on me.
He was a carpenter, and I was working with him one day when I was younger, and we were cutting some plywood, for a deck or something, or I can't remember what for, but the wind was blowing real strong, and the sawdust is just blowing all in his face, and he shuts his eyes, and he, you know, finishes the cut, and then he looks at me when he gets done. He goes, "You know, you don't usually close your eyes when you're sawing, but this is rough carpentry, so it's okay." And I just, that was such a funny story for me.
I don't think OSHA would approve, right?
No, absolutely not.
That's a good one, Ryan. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Keep listening, folks. We're going to pull the best story here today and have a lucky MyPillow winner, so bring in more. Here's one from Facebook. Mel says, started out as a farmer during the New Deal, was offered government money to shoot his pigs, milk cows, and not grow crops. Told the feds to go jump. I'm a farmer. If I can't farm, why would I want to be here? Obviously, I couldn't survive, so my folks moved, and over the years, he held many jobs, but a farmer at heart. Would stop during the fall next to a field and go on grab wheat, grind out heads in his hands. Love to see those fat little grains. Does he look like someone that he was that was waiting for government for a government check? No. Raised 11 children. We learned from him and mom about how to live. Thanks, Dad. P.S. My folks were poor Republicans most of my life. I just never realized that we were poor until I was about 35. I'd be in big trouble if I ever told them I'd vote for a Democrat. My mom explained that one day to me very clearly. He sends along a little story in Living History Farm about his dad and shows him in front of a gas station in Medina in 1952. That's pretty cool. Thanks for that. Texter says, my dad's famous line was, you can learn more by listening than talking. It's a great one. And so true. Another texter, my dad passed away 9 years ago. The thing I remember most about him is his compassion for others. He would stop and help people who would be broken down along the highway. He'd stop and help farmers who broke down in the field. He'd always throw down a plate of food when people were visiting, or it was dinner and supper time. He truly lived, and believed that everyone should be treated as Christ. Every day I challenge myself and my family to have that extraordinary level of compassion for others. Good stuff. Another, my dad died 30 years ago, 1 month before my 8th birthday. Ouch. I don't remember much. I've had to figure out a lot by myself. I'm 37 now. It's been a rough road, and I've got a family of four, a household, and a house, and I know him and God have been watching over me the whole time. Good for you. That's fabulous. Marlon says, my dad taught me showing respect for others, saying thanks and you're welcome, holding doors for others. Thanks, Marlon. Appreciate that. Another texter, different topic. And by the way, all topics welcome today on the program. But please ask Congressman Kramer if the Republicans just let the Democrats win the softball game, just like in the Senate, says Brad. Okay, Brad. We'll ask him. He'll be back Wednesday on the Talk Radio Town Hall. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
A theory about these leaks that are not true. So there's more leaks that have been coming out of late about Donald Trump and the investigation into the whole Russia thing, right? The special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. And the first set was that Trump is now under investigation for obstruction of justice. And then a new set last night came out that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is also under investigation. That prompted the deputy attorney general to come out and say, you should know these stories should not be trusted. Well, I never trusted them. So I didn't need his warning, but I think it's interesting that he comes out and says they aren't true. So we have a boatload of leaks that have turned out to be lies. My favorite, personally, was when James Comey was fired. A few days later, a story came out and said Donald Trump fired him because he got wind of the fact he was going around looking for more resources for the Russian investigation. New York Times, Washington Post, and see, the deal is one of them goes with a quote-unquote, you know, sources say story, and then all the rest of them report it. So I forget if it was Fox News. I think it was Fox News last night reporting this story about James Comey, and then they, according to a story in the Washington Post, well, give me a break. That's sort of something like, you know it's a lie, but you just keep repeating it because other people are saying it, right? Back to my theory. James Comey, in his testimony, said, Donald Trump could fire me. He has the right to fire me at any time. But when he tweeted this, when he said that, well, when he tweeted this and said that, it was in response to what? Leaks that weren't true. You get the firing squad that's going on here, the circular firing squad? So I'm glad the deputy attorney general said, hey, be careful about these leaks. But what happened today? Donald Trump responded to the leaks. Here's my point. I think Donald Trump is responding. I think Donald Trump is taking the bait. That's what I'm trying to say. These leaks are designed. They're false. They know they're false. They get them in a story, then they wait for Donald Trump to respond, and then they can play gotcha. They lie about stuff, they put it out there, they get him to respond to it. It's hook, line, and sinker. That's what I believe is going on. And that explains Trump's tweets again today, talking about, I'm being investigated. Well, wait a minute. We don't know you're being investigated. Trump says in his tweet, I'm being investigated, based on a story that is with anonymous sources. He says, I'm being investigated by a special prosecutor appointed by a guy who wrote a memo telling me to fire James Comey. Witch hunt. That's what he said. He's right. But I think he's being played. And he's taking the bait. And it's prolonging the situation. The more Donald Trump talks about investigations in Russia and all of that stuff, the less time there is to talk about infrastructure, tax reform, health care, all the good things he's doing, creating jobs. So I am of the opinion officially, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, I bring it on, because I know this is not a popular statement. Donald Trump should not be tweeting. He should not be responding to the swamp's baseless lies in these stories. You know, I understand Twitter is a powerful tool for him to respond to the lies in the mainstream media. I get that. But as it pertains to anything related to these investigations, don't give them more fuel for their fire. Keep your powder dry. It's my take. I want yours at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I had a great trip to Watford City this week, and it reminded me, here we are in June. Back half of June already. Time to plan some family fun out there. North unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park is the best ever. Stayed at my favorite facility there. They take such good care of me at Teddy's residential suites, presidential suites. And great facility, you know, great food at the restaurant that they have there, the bar they have there. It's incredible. The place is great. And there are many great facilities in Watford City. The rates are fantastic right now, although Teddy's was full. As things are booming back, plan a trip to beautiful Watford City. It is, it's fantastic, and they always have great summer fun. Check that out. All right, back to the phones here. Lots of Father's Day stories to share. Keep them coming. Best one wins a free MyPillow or anything else on your mind. Chad Fargo wants to talk about Trump. Turn your radio down there, Chad, and lay it on me. What's on your mind?
Good morning. You know, I'm very impressed with your radio station. It goes all the way up to the Canadian border, all the way down into South Dakota, almost all the way to Sioux Falls. Unbelievable reception. Great reception.
Well, thank you. That's why we call it the 50,000 watt patriotic torch of the Red River Valley. We have
that's the only radio station I even listen to.
Well, we appreciate that. I hear from a lot of travelers who, you know, travel that neck of the woods, like you say, Canadian border to Sioux Falls or, you know, Twin Cities. We don't go far east, but obviously 550 KFIRE covers five states and two Canadian provinces. So between those two signals and filled in with KTGO and KLTC, you can about get us everywhere, and we appreciate that. So
well, I managed to pick it up, pick 1100 up down in Owatonna, Minnesota, which I thought, wow, that's a pretty big stretch.
Deep into the Minnesota swamp. Yeah, exactly right.
Well, I got a question for you. Scott, you do a heck of a job, but why hasn't Donald Trump went on offense, get his attorney general to start the probes into Hillary, into James? I mean, I understand that they don't want to do this, but why not? Why can't we go out there, play offense, take Hillary down? Because Hillary is still causing a lot of problems for him. Same with the rest of the ones that were in that administration. They're still playing games with them. I don't understand why. Can't he get the attorney general, get a special, team to go in there and start taking him out? Because, I mean, it's a bunch of garbage. I mean, they're going after his family. They're going after everything. This guy has not done anything wrong. And yeah, you're right. I mean, it's taken away from his message. But at the same time, we actually do have crimes that have been committed to us, the people.
I hear you. I think the answer would probably be politics. Right, that they don't see it as good politics to Donald Trump calling for the Justice Department to investigate Hillary Clinton. I think the time to do it would have been right after the election, and I still think there's a lot of there. I thought it was interesting. James Comey's testimony, in my mind, raised more questions about the Obama administration. and, you know, the interference on behalf of Hillary, the meeting on the tarmac between Loretta Lynch, the attorney general for Obama, and Bill Clinton. You know, so there's, to me, there's plenty there, and now they have some inroads to do it. But as far as why doesn't Trump have them do it? Probably politics, I guess.
One more thing, Scott. Hope you have a wonderful Father's Day.
Well, thank you. Looking forward to it. We had some plans to go to the lake, but it looks like the weather's going to be cruddy, so we're just going to hunker down, and I'll be with my father-in-law and lots of other dads in the family, and looking forward to a great day for sure.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Chad. 800-228-0550. Texter says, how do you know Trump is not setting the media up on a wild goose chase? Well, I think there's some of that going on. I think there's some of that going on, although I have a hard time now understanding if, in fact, James Comey, by saying, I'm going to leak my memo notes so we can get a special prosecutor, gets a special prosecutor and then testifies, and then because of tweets from Donald Trump, is able to piece together an obstruction of justice investigation. I have a hard time understanding how that's a good thing for Trump. I do think there's a little bit of wild goose chase rope-a-dope going on with Trump in his tweets, getting the media to just go stir crazy over that, and then, you know, go down some rabbit trails. Meanwhile, they're getting some things done. I do think there's some of that. But I worry about the investigations, if in fact there are investigations. I do. It concerns me. But we'll see. I think this about Donald Trump is in his administration. If the economy continues to improve, the job numbers continue to soar, you know, businesses are bringing manufacturing back here because of the economic environment, and there is this sort of undercurrent that the media refuses to report. They're over there following tweets and dumb stories, and the fundamentals of the economy just continue to improve. The Democratic Party is dead. Put a gravestone right on it and say, RIP, Democratic Party. Because all their eggs are in the Russia basket. They're not doing anything else other than using kids to score political points. Like this Griffin Keyes, this youngster who Senator Heitkamp has blasting over her Facebook right now. And she's done others. Evidently, Griffin has type 1 diabetes. So what Heidi Heitkamp is now saying is, okay, he has a pre-existing condition, and Republicans are going to take it away, which is ridiculously stupid. She's hoping you're dumb, and you'll buy this. And a lot of her tribe has. They just think, you know, Republicans bad, Democrats good, Heidi save us, but obviously, that's a shrinking number. Look, I don't care. That's typical politics. I'm going to save you from this, and the Republicans, they're bad, they're evil. That's what they typically do. But can you do it without a video from a little North Dakota boy trying to, you know, getting him to say what you want him to say, and obviously, you know, putting it up in cue cards for him? This is sick. It's absolutely sick. It's desperation politics from Senator Heidi Heitkamp is what it is. It's on Facebook right now. Go watch it on her video. I posted it, too. I'm just not okay with it. Politics is politics. That's fine. That's fine. But using young North Dakota children to score political points, in my mind, that's wrong.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why hands-on training is an important aspect to improving workplace safety in North Dakota.
When you can have hands-on training while you're preparing yourself for that potential incident to occur, and you know exactly how to react to it. Anytime you can have hands-on training as opposed to just in-classroom training, it surely it adds a lot as far as the recall and obviously the confidence to be able to perform those duties, especially in those high-risk areas like the oil and gas area, like the rescue area, like the construction industry. So you throw hands-on training in addition to blended learning where you're doing the classroom training. You throw those two things together, and it's been proven by studies how much more you can remember by doing hands-on and blended training.
Learn how the NDSC is making hands-on safety training accessible in North Dakota at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Try saying that, Todd.
Yeehaw!
A little rodeo fun.
Yeehaw!
Oh, you did much better. Much, much better. I'm
that
very jealous.
That was masterful. That was awesome.
Wasn't it? That was like my
well, we got PBR choice. In town. I just had those guys in the studio, so I think I've gotten a refresher on how to do that properly.
We're going
to
give you a free MyPillow. Wait a minute. You already have one. And we are looking to dole out a free pillow for the best story about Dad, so make sure you send them in. All right, 367-2054 by text. Best way to do it is to call us, 800-228-0550. You can go to the toll-free line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. And when you call that, press 1, just leave your message. And you're in. My dad was a lot of fun to be remembered as one of the most common, humble, respected people I ever knew. So fun and respected, pretty good. My dad taught me to never buy anything at full price, as another texter. So buy things on sale or when a store has a rebate. Sounds like my wife. She's never purchased anything in her life ever that wasn't on sale. Ever. How about that? Pretty incredible. Yes, it is. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Petroserve USA, helping America feel better. Stop in there this weekend and try some of those great cookies. Fill up at a pump you own. Yeah, do that on me. Try those cookies and then call me and tell me just how good are they. I'm telling you, best cookies ever. Petroserve USA, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping America feel better. Our next guest just won $100,000. Caleb Hoverson from Burlington, North Dakota. Caleb, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Scott?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And congratulations on your victory at the National Bible Bee Game Show. That's pretty cool.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a lot of fun, and I'm definitely excited that I could finally talk about it.
Yeah, so this was a few months ago down in San Antonio, Texas. You won, but you couldn't say anything until it aired. It's aired now. How do we watch it? Can you still see it, like, on social media someplace?
Well, the free airing kind of ended after a week after the airing, but you can still rent it on ChristianCinema.com, the final airing, and the episodes still continue for the other age divisions, too.
And how did you win? What was the big question?
They do a number of Bible knowledge questions, and they have you recite some scripture memory passages. And the last memory passage that I recited, which happened to be the last one of my life for Bible Beat, was actually Psalm 100. So I recited that and got 500 points, and that's what did me over for victory.
Wow! So they're just going to pull out of a hat, hey, give me Psalm 100, and then you have to recite it perfectly?
Yep. You get deductions for every error. That year they had 205 passages or 850 verses to choose from. And so they would pick out of that, and you'd have to buzz in once they recite some of the passage, and you'd have to figure out what passage that is. And if you get it right, then you have to recite it perfectly.
So we're heading into a Father's Day weekend here, and I saw a story that talked about your dad, who was a pastor. I'm guessing that you got your discipline to know the Bible as well as you do from your dad. Would that be fair?
Yes, definitely. He was a great inspiration and great help quizzing me and everything.
And some serious study go into prepping for this National Bible Bee Game Show?
Yes, there's a lot of preparation. I had been in it for about 7 years and never won, but made it to finals and semifinals before. And by the time I was studying for the game show, I was probably putting in about 7 hours a day. So doing cross references and Greek words and memory verses. So it's a very rewarding experience in and of itself.
I would say my mind would be mush after that amount of trying to cram all that in. Like, oh, okay. But I mean, you obviously came into it with a good understanding and a good knowledge of the Bible. You have that going in, but then you're cramming, saying, "Okay, you know, what am I a little soft on to know best?" And you have no idea what they're going to ask. I mean, how did you stay sane 7 hours a day prepping for them? My gosh.
Yeah. Well, it took a lot of practice, and by the time I got there, it was, you know, to the game show studying, it was actually kind of a joy to just walk around outside and, you know, quiz myself on my verses, and to choose between the, you know, what to focus on, that was a little bit tricky, but you just kind of come up with a system and work extra hard on the verses that you don't know as well and hope that you got a well-rounded knowledge of everything they could ask you.
Yeah, that's so cool. That really is. Now, the $100,000, I understand, came in part cash and also part scholarship money. So where are you going to school?
Well, I hope to go to Patrick Henry College this fall. I'm enrolled and hope to get a major in classical liberal arts with a minor in philosophy.
There's a great patriot, Patrick Henry. Folks, do a little research on him over your weekend, and we could all learn a lesson or two there. Fantastic. That's great. And I imagine for the whole community of Burlington, which isn't exactly a metropolis, you got to be a bit of a celebrity now. They're probably pumped up for you.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. All the people who know me and stuff, that they've been excited too, so. That's been fun.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Caleb, congratulations and best of luck to you at college. And, you know, congratulate all those around you, because obviously they all played a role helping you be the person you are today and pull off this this neat recognition. That's pretty cool.
Well, thank you so much, Scott.
Good to chat with you. Caleb Hoverson won a $100,000 prize in the National Bible Bee Game Show. Actually did the competition earlier in the year, like back in January, but couldn't tell anybody because it hadn't aired yet. So pretty cool. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away, friend.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of the anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.